So if you were tuning in yesterday morning, you'll know that we were talking about the water crisis in Cape Town, right? And just saying so many people are feeling so helpless because, especially from these parts, because we want to make a difference. You want to help. And we were saying that, you know, watch this space. We have to do something. You know it. And we're going to do something. We have to go huge to try and help the Western Cape and Cape Town out with their water crisis. The first city in the world, they say, that has this kind of crisis at this level. I think they said that Barcelona had a similar problem back in 2008 or something. But definitely, I think it took everybody by surprise. No one took it that seriously. That's a huge, huge problem. So to know more about it, we have Colin Diner on the line. He's the Western Cape Disaster. He's from the Western Cape Disaster Management. He heads up the team there. Good morning, Colin. Thanks for holding on for us. Are you well?
Good morning, Martin. I'm well, thank you. And you?
Good, thank you. Colin, we thought we'd just get you on the line this morning just to, you know, get the lowdown from your side as well. I mean, you're working directly with us, Disaster Management. First question is, when did you guys start this process of taking on this disaster? Has it been a long time coming? We only got to know about it now. What's the story?
Yeah, so we actually have already started working on this around November 2015. We were getting long-term weather forecasts that, you know, that we were going to have a low rainfall. But the problem is that last year we were expecting, you know, during our last winter, we were expecting a better rainfall. Unfortunately, with the whole issue around global warming, we kept getting high-pressure systems over the Western Cape. So we were getting very good rain buildup coming through. And the moment it hit the high pressure, it was pushed out to sea. So we had the lowest rainfall. You know, we had less than 50% of what was expected. And this has been the worst drought, you know, on record, really, in the last... People are saying it's a 1-in-400-year kind of event. So although we knew we were going to get, you know, it was going to be dry and we were going to have drought conditions, which we have from time to time, nobody knew it was going to be... at, you know, this bag, which is just a confluence of a whole lot of issues that it does at one time.
Who's getting it the worst, Colin, in the Western Cape? Are the people in the city? The people staying around the city?
You know what? There's obviously a lot of focus on the city. Clearly, because there's like 4 million residents in the city, you know, that's a very big ask. But to sort of make it clear, we have a system in the Western Cape called the Western Cape Water Supply System. Now, that doesn't supply water to the entire province. It only supplies on the west side, so the west coast, Drakenstein, which is Paul, Wellington, Gouda, that area, Stellenbosch, and then the city. Now, the people that are really struggling are the sort of people that are living on the farms. You know, a lot of farmers have had to close down. People are without work, you know, that's really where the worst problem is. Although the focus, as I said, is very much on Cape Town, that's really where the, you know, that's the real sad part of this is those people.
It's a shocker. What are you guys considering at the moment? What are the options?
Well, you know, I heard you say introduction, it could be the first city to run out of water. So we're trying to push this thing. We're the first city to run out of water, but didn't. So, we're working very, very hard to augment water supply. Of course, the big thing is saving. So we're pushing everybody in the city. We need to get everybody to use less than 50 litres a day. You know, at my house, for example, there's buckets in the showers. You know, we use those buckets for toilet water. There's no more garden, you know, all that kind of thing on the one side. But on the other side, there's a whole lot of water augmentation programs. There's a number of deep water, deep ground drilling going on in what we call the Table Mountain Group aquifer. But we've also got to prepare, obviously, for the eventuality and the possibility that we're going to run out of water. That's my job.
That's a shock.
So we are looking, obviously, at, you know, stockpiling large volumes of water, of food that we have to assist, you know, and humanitarian aid. So it's a massive, massive operation that we're busy working on at the moment.
Are you getting offers of support from the provinces, from other provinces?
You know what, we're getting offers from the public, huge offers. I'm actually going to a meeting this morning where we're going to set up the logistics. We expect this to be one of the biggest logistic operations, probably disaster logistic operations in our history. So we're getting a lot of offers of support. I think the most important thing about offers is when a person offers you something, you need to protect it and make sure it goes to where it's intended. So we're going to put in a very big and, you know, well-organized. I can't give the company's name yet, but we will release it soon. We're going to help us put this whole operation together.
Well, know that we up here in Gauteng and these provinces up here, we also are definitely going to help and mobilize and plan ways of assisting, even if it's in a tiny, tiny way. You are in our minds, and yeah, we'd love to help. And whenever we ask people up here to help, I mean, we did this a while ago with the Northwest province that also suffered severe droughts. People are incredibly generous. I know it takes millions and millions of liters a day to make a difference, but we're going to do our utmost best. Colin, thanks for the chat. We'll check in with you from time to time here on Jacaranda FM and keep everyone up here posted as well. A lot of people up here have families there. What is the most desperate thing that you have experienced with this water crisis in the Cape?
I think it's been the farm workers. That's really been tragic because, you know, a lot of water has had to be cut off to farms and people end up without jobs and, you know, the poverty comes after that. So I must say there's a couple of really big farms that are, you know, that are helping the smaller ones. But that's really, I think, where the, you know, for me, the tragedy of this whole thing lies.
Shocking. Thanks for the chat, Colin. Good luck. Strength.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Cool, man. That is Colin Diner. He is the head of disaster management for the Western Cape. They started their planning in 2015 already, but I think it even surprised and shocked them, you know, the severity of it. Watch this space, as they say in the classics. When you
wake up in the morning. You're listening to Martin Best and Tumi Marake on Breakfast.
Martin and Tumi.
On the radio.
With more music you love.
Hey, this is Lockenbull right here.
Hey, this is Jules from Good Luck.
This is Khan from the Polytones.
Right here with Martin Best and Tumi Marake. Jacaranda FM.